Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from a familiar psalm, one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 46 in the Old Testament. Beginning at verse 1, we read this: God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's army is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. You know, I suspect that the psalmist who wrote those words that we just read was probably sitting somewhere where it was calm, comfortable, and peaceful. Maybe in the mountains with blue skies and a nice breeze blowing through the trees. I mean, who couldn't write those words in that kind of a setting? He probably wasn't experiencing what the Bahamas just experienced with Hurricane Dorian, or watching TV weather warnings of that approaching, now was Category 5, now Category 3 hurricane, and reports that conditions are beginning to deteriorate around the southeast coast in the United States. But I wonder what he really was going through when he was inspired to write those words. I wonder if everything was really okay with him, or was he struggling through something, or had just gone through a storm in his life. And just maybe, God seeing that placed these words on his heart at that moment to remind him of his presence in his life. Every morning after my quiet time, I get up early, I spend time on the treadmill, I do some upper and lower weight work, not to bulk up, but just to stay in shape. Then I do sit-ups and push-ups and stretching. During that time, I watch DVDs of my favorite television show, The West Wing. Watching one episode a little while ago, I couldn't help but wonder if the words of that 46th Psalm, "Be still and know that I am God," were close to being uttered by U.S. Navy signalman Second Class, who was in one of the scenes on that one of those episodes. He was on a ship in the Atlantic Ocean, and he took a call from the President of the United States around that time. The signalman in that scene was all alone in the control bridge of a small tender ship, which was a part of a larger naval fleet. The tender ship is the smallest ship in the fleet and is without weapons, and simply was there to provide supplies and support to the rest of the naval fleet. The entire fleet that that ship was a part of was now caught in a hurricane, which had shifted off course after the fleet had been ordered to sea by the president because the hurricane seemed to be heading toward them at their base. The hurricane now had shifted and had now had the fleet trapped in the dark night of the Atlantic. When the president was finally connected to the fleet, he was hoping to get the commander, but he ended up getting the signalman on that tender ship by phone. And the signalman's words to him painted the ominous picture which was before him outside the windows of the control bridge of that tiny ship. And he said, "We have 80-foot seas with 120-knot winds. We're taking on water over the bow and have a fire in the engine room. Sir, we've lost our running lights and are in danger of being run over by an aircraft carrier that can't see us in the dark." I would suggest that the phrase, "conditions are beginning to deteriorate," would well apply to the scene that that signalman had described. And maybe that phrase depicts something that we've gone through, or something we felt like when we were going through something, or something maybe that we're going through now. But then Psalm 46 opens its majestic, comforting arms as God proclaims this assuring message, always there for him, that signalman, for you and for me: "Be still and know that I am God." Amidst the helplessness and fear in that signalman, which is inside all of us at times when we realize that we are powerless and seemingly without control to do anything to stop a storm or fix a condition that's going on in our lives or in the lives of someone else we love, the psalmist suggests that we should stop, take a deep breath, and long, loving look at the God of that psalm, a God who is above all else, who says to us, "Be still and know that I am God," to see and to be in whatever we face with Him, to see the eternal picture with the God who is above all that we face, the God we saw last week who told a doubting Moses and a despairing Martha as her sister Mary listened on, that He was all they needed, that He was I am, that He was before, He is now, and He always will be in the future. And in our better and calmer moments, we know that. And we believe that the best, the eternal picture, which our relationship with Christ assures us, is the picture that we will eventually see and forever enjoy with Him. But what we also need to remember and to see and to live today is that the picture that we see for eternity, that will be with us for eternity, is also the picture for our lives today, in all the moment-by-moment snapshots of every day of our lives, moments of eternity here and now, with God, with us all the while. Remembering that when conditions begin to deteriorate, and we know they will, the God who is in control, who is above all else, is where we will find our identity, our peace, and our hope today, tomorrow, and every day. We've all been there before, and I know that many of you are there now or will be there in the future. It's the way life is, dead center in the eye of a storm with winds and rain circling and whipping all around you, where conditions around you begin to deteriorate. And sometimes like that naval fleet, we are blindsided by a storm's approach. It just hits us when we least expect it. One moment our spouse is eating lunch, waiting to board a plane for home. The next minute, they suffer a massive heart attack. One moment the picture of our future is calm and sunny. The next moment we get our dismissal notice from the office. One moment everything seems under control. And the next, the collection agency calls. After a hard day at the office, coming home to what we hope is some relief and expected peace from all that we've been through today, our spouse says that they can't live like this anymore. One morning, the phone rings, and we're told that there's been an accident and one of our children is involved and has been hurt. We don't know how badly. Or in the calm of a doctor's voice, doing their very best to soften the sting of the words we're about to hear, someone that you can't live without, we find out has cancer. One moment, all seems to be calm and under control in our lives. And the next moment, well, all hell breaks loose. Yet through it all, the psalmist is reminding us, God always remains the safe place for us to find comfort, security, and peace, a place where God is ready to help when we need Him, and in all that we find ourselves in the middle of. That's our best picture, now and for eternity. When conditions begin to deteriorate in the everyday moments of our lives, God is always there, calm, strong, and in control when we're not and we can't be. God remains that safe place, that place of refuge and strength now and forever. In the big picture of eternity with God, both now and hereafter, the psalmist reminds us that with God, conditions, no matter what's going on, conditions are always good, the best. They may be difficult, they may be hard, they may be roaring and winds all around us at times, but with God, we will always see them through. God is there not only to comfort us, but to help us, to guide us, to lift and encourage us to a better way and a better day. In the rush and the roar of life, He is our safe place, always. Listen again to those verses of the 46th Psalm, this time reading from the Message translation of the Bible. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains, godless nations rant and rave, kings and kingdoms threaten. But earth does anything, he says. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies protects us and says, step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. I am there. And my friends, you know, and I know, that he is and he will be. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for this time that you've given us to just pause, to reflect, to remember that in the midst of whatever, you call us to be still and know that you are there. Know that you are our God. Be with those people in the Bahamas that are digging out, that are looking for family. We pray, Lord, your hand of blessing on them, your hand of peace and comfort on them. We ask your hand of protection on those that are facing the storm in the southeast United States, Lord. To give them wisdom to move and to help each other to a better place. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for stepping out with us every day, reminding us in the midst of whatever storms we're in the midst of, amidst the roar and the rush of life, that you are there, that you've got us moving forward into life with us, sometimes even carrying us. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.